until December. But today we'll take a little bit of time off. I am going to do a rerun of when Walgren played on the show about 3-4 months ago. That was a very good time. Walgren was one of the finalists for Shindig last year. Just now that I mentioned Shindig, Shindig starting next Tuesday at Pets Pub. Should be a fun show. If you listened to the show last week, I played a bunch of music from bands that played, that are going to play in Shindig this year. If you're interested, go on the website, crtr.ca. The first story is about Shindig, or you can listen to the show that I did last week, also on the CITR website. I am going to start off today's show with some brand new John K. Sampson. He is, well, I guess was now, the Weaker Thans are no longer a band. He was part of the band The Weaker Thans from Winnipeg, lives in Winnipeg now. There's a tie with UBC. He was a, I forgot what the word is, like a visiting scholar, visiting musician or artist in residence, I think, at UBC a couple years ago for a few years. I didn't see him on campus whatsoever, but during that time he did, I think he had like long hair and a beard, whereas from his Weaker Than days he has a really short haircut and clean shaven, so he was kind of incognito. Anyways, he has been working on a new album. It's called Winter Wheat, and it's coming out October the 21st, which is pretty much a week away, one Friday away. Gonna play a song from this upcoming album. It is called Post Doc Blues. Here we go. This is John K. Sampson from Winnipeg with a song on CITR 101.9 FM. Highway 1.
will strengthen your heart.
sugar and spice. Too late to call home. Cold telephone. Nobody's home. No one at all. Oh, if we could talk it out. Talk it out. Oh, if you could let it out. I know I'd doubt how. Spies in the trees. The cool air breeze. Said goodbye.
Too soon.
All right. That was a band called Laser featuring, well, the singer is Lisa Lopsinger. I think that's how you say her name, Lisa Lopsinger. She is from Calgary. She is known mostly, maybe, for being the front woman for a time for Broken Social Scene. Everyone's played in the band Broken Social Scene. She did a lot of touring with that band, and she filled in as the main front singer after Leslie Feist and Amy Milan and Emily Hines all sort of did their thing and left the band or decided to go their own direction, that sort of thing. She also did some singing with Shad, X, what's the show called? Q, CBC's Q host, Shad, former guest of the show, former Vancouverite, current Torontoite, Torontonian, I guess. Also played with a few Calgary bands, The Dudes, one of Luke Meat's favorite bands, The Summer Lads, etc., etc. So the reason I played that was that last set was a very Winnipeg kind of set. Laser, though it's not totally from Winnipeg, one of the members from that band, this project, is Marty Kanek? I can't. I'm butchering names. Martin Davis Kanek. He played in a band called Transistor Sound and Lightning. Transistor Sound and Lightning was a band from Winnipeg. And I played a song from them before the band Laser. I played a song called The Trampoline Delay. That album came out about 15, 20 years ago. And it's a song about trampoline. As you know, Canada is the trampoline capital of the world. Before that, I played a current Winnipeg band. They're called Mully Grubbed. Or that's how I feel like the name of the band should be pronounced. Played a song from them called Sprite Zero. Soft Grudge is the name of the record they put out. That came out back in May. They are currently on a tour to the east of the country, even just the east of Winnipeg, really, playing a bunch of shows. I assume they're going towards the Halifax Pop Explosion Festival. They're playing shows in Sudbury and Toronto and Montreal, Ottawa, Halifax, Sackville. Yeah, so tonight they're actually, just leaving for tour. Tonight will be the first night on tour. They'll be in Kenora, Ontario. If you're from Winnipeg, that's the first city, town that you hit as you're driving out east towards Toronto out of Winnipeg. Before Molly Grubb, I play some Cannon Brothers or Cannon Bros. Again, another band, I don't know how to say the name of. Another Winnipeg band, Talk It Out is the name of the song. The album is called Dream City. They have been around Winnipeg forever. It's a two-piece from Winnipeg, really well-known. Obviously, I don't listen to Winnipeg radio, or I would know how to pronounce the name of the band. It's Cannon Bros, is how it spells. Sounds funny saying it that way, though. Before that, an old, old band from Winnipeg, and I do know how to pronounce them. It's called Bell. It's spelled B-E-H-L. They did a cover of 1991 song from Magnetic Fields. It's a cover that they did of 100,000 Fireflies. It's off Bell's album, Bright Eyes. It's off their special limited edition album. And originally that came out on Distant Plastic Trees, when it was the Magnetic Fields who sang that song. And before Bell, I played some John K. Samson, including his new solo record, Winter Wheat, that's coming out next Friday. Close Dark Blues is the name of that song I played. And I played the band that he was most famous for being in, The Weaker Thans. Pamphleteer is the name of the song from the record Left and Leaving. And it wasn't very long ago. Well, actually, it was very long ago, but didn't seem like very long ago that they just played at the Student Union Building at UBC. I think that was around 10 years ago. Of course, it was the old Student Union building, not this current one. The Wicked Ends. I am now going to tell you that you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I am here for another hour and a half, more or less. I'm going to continue on with more music. This is a nice little band from Toronto, and they're called 50 Kids. Sail Away, Sail Away. It's the name of the song I'm going to play. It's just called Sail Away. And Cry Baby is the name of the record. Enjoy.
Don't you want something, something cool, something? Feel the other side, feel something alright. All the pain, suffering, all the change, what made it?
Every year, the Vancouver International Film Festival brings a revelry of cinephilia to Vancouver. This year, VIV features over 300 films airing between September 29th and October 14th, with an opening gala featuring Isling Walsh's Maudie and a closing gala featuring Terrence Malick's Voyage of Time.
Billions of years in the making.
For its 35th year, VIF will be expanding the frame, emphasizing social interaction, workshops, and audience feedback. Find the complete program for this year's VIF online at viff.org. Experience VIF 2016, this September 29th to October 14th.
Do you like sports? Are you looking for a way to give back to your community? Right to Play is an international organization that empowers kids through sports.
Here at UBC, our volunteers work to provide equal opportunity for sport to children in the Vancouver area.
We raise money to support Right to Play's global initiatives
because we believe that
when children play, the world wins.
Check us out on our Facebook page and get involved today so that kids can be kids.
Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
This is a journey into sound.
Gotta have house music. Gotta have house.
Hi, this is DJ Wah inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo.
You in my head now. My life.
This is the house that funk built. This is the house that funk built.
Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
A body bang.
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music. House music.
I don't want to be my worst enemy. I don't want to be the black part of life. Close my eyes, hold up the light. Finding out bad news is in the dark. I don't want to be my worst enemy. I don't want to be the black part of life. Close my eyes, hold the light up. Finding out bad news is in the dark. Package me up, I'm a microwave. Package me up, I'm a ghost in life. Package me up, I've got air to breathe. Package me up, I'm the black part of life. I don't wanna be my worst enemy. I don't want to be the black part of life. But there I was in a stressful dream. Storm clouds moving in on me.
In the dark of a dream light, it shines a light inside of a dream. Shines a light on me.
to Happiness. That's the name of the band. A once relatively popular band in Canada. Not that album, probably not that song. I'm playing it because I can. The name is called Calendar. That's the name of the song, with a K. It's named after a restaurant in Toronto. I'm pretty sure of that. The only reason I mentioned it is, I think my sister was talking about Toronto and mentioned talking about Calendar, and it occurred to me that there was a song by The Pursuit of Happiness called Calendar with my sister. I talked about it. It was Over the Long Weekend. Where's the Bone is the name of the record. It's one of their later albums from The Pursuit of Happiness. Before that, I played a band from Vancouver, two-piece. Tuna Melt is the name. Another Solar System is the name of the song. BLT is the EP that song came out of. And then just before that, band from Halifax that's no longer around, the Super Fantastics, doing a cover of an Inbred song called Yelverton Hill. Wanna Be Your Friend is the name of that record. It's a compilation of a bunch of bands covering Inbred's songs. Also played some OK Vancouver OK in that set. Brand new record from them. Well, very new record from them. It came out earlier this year. Stressful Dream, Black Part of Light is the name of that album. Very nice song. Enjoy that very much. And a little bit of Old and Weird, a band from Halifax. It is off a record with a very, very long name. Actually, the song has a very long name too, but the record is called Oh, It's You, Through the Door, Coolness of One, Square Shape of Another's. And the song that I played is Welcome to My Home, Suzanne Vega. That's the name of the song. And I'm trying to figure out what reference it is in that to Suzanne Vega. Really, see a little bit of it. I can't pinpoint it yet. Before that, I played a band that used to be from Vancouver, I guess still is, on permanent hiatus. Brave Irene, Good Ideas is the name of the song off a self-titled release. Brave Irene featuring Rose Melberg and among others from many parts of the Vancouver music scene, and some members have since moved on to other places like Toronto. The Ass before that with a song called Davy off an album where all the songs are named after people's name. And I started off the set with Thrifty Kids with a song called Sail Away off an album called Cry Baby. You're listening to CITR Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. Broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Just to remind you, coming up at 11 o'clock is Copy and Paste. It should be a fantastic show, as always. So stay tuned for that. And what else is happening on this show is we're going to do a nice rerun in about 20 minutes' time of Walgren, who was one of the finalists for Shindig last year. She came on the program a few months ago and played a set live on the air. It was very good. And in that, because it's good, you probably miss it. Maybe you missed it. I'm going to play that for you. Yeah, coming up in about 20-some-odd minutes' time, Walgren live on Thunderbird Radio Hell, pre-recorded. All right, I'm going to continue on with music. This is a band called Lié. They are from Vancouver. This is a song called Failed Visions on the record, from the record, Truth or Consequences. Oh, maybe not. Yes, it is. Let's go. It's a reason. And I wouldn't.
red, your lips glue. I saw you in the glitter room. You're fired up, you're bulletproof. You're underground, you're cut loose.
You say, hey, what have I got? Let's try and turn it up. I want some more, I want some more. You know I'll get down, yeah, and crawl across the floor.
Understand more about fashion. We asked CITR's student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys like you know.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again.
donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
My heart leaps as if someday you will be mine. Well, heaven knows till then I'll just toe the line and try to rest easy.
I'll rest easy.
It's true for me, it's not much fun to go around knowing there's no one that'll ever come. They litter the streets, still I don't know what to do. If I get bored, I'll go to the store or watch the shadows play across the floor. Well, I'm not sure which bothers me more. I'll try you on the phone, the line's busy.
Hey, baby, can I get a
from Montreal. That is a duo called She Devils. They played in Pop Montreal this year. From what I've heard, they were the band to see at Pop Montreal, which was, what, about a month ago? That's a song called Come off a self-titled EP they put out. Before that, I played some Gigi. It's a recording that came out, which is shockingly, that's crazy, so long ago. It's almost, almost 10 years ago. What? That's not true. Is it true? No, it's not that long. No. It's only 6 years ago. It scared me. And a record that came out 6 years ago, which is still kind of crazy. Mate Not is the name of the record. It's Nick Krigovich, which used to be in the band Piano and No Kids, collaborating with Colin Stewart, famous record producer, and a whole bunch of people singing along, like people from Lady Hawk, Olin Palette. The song that I played was called Everyone Can Tell, featuring Ryan Beatty from Frog Eyes. Before that, I played a band from Ottawa. They're called Creep Wave. Start Over is the name of the song. And the record is called Winter Sucks, which some people might say this is the beginning of the winter. Eyes for Telescope, a band from Prince Edward Island, played a song from them called Glitter Room off a record called Please Survive. That one I know is at least 10 years old, if not longer. I'm going to venture and say it's like a 15-year-old record. The band, it's no longer around. Long, long disappeared. I don't even know what the members are doing. I'm trying to look them up. I can't even do a search for it on the Google. It doesn't say anything about the band. There's like a couple YouTube videos, but nothing. Nothing. No records of that band existing. Can't even find the name of the record. Luckily, I have it on my telephone. Swim Team from Vancouver. Before that, with a song called Recourse. Some Lié, also from Vancouver, to start off the set. Truth or Consequences is the name of the record. Failed Visions is the name of the song. That is pretty much me for today. Copy and Paste is coming up next in about half an hour's time. Now, I am, as I promised, I'm going to switch over to a rerun of a live performance from Walgren when Walgren was in studio about 3-4 months ago. A fantastic set. She is a violin player, sings as well, made it to the finals of Shindig last year. So, you know, that's not very easy. And a reminder, yeah, Shindig starts next Tuesday night at Pat's Pub. Don't miss it. It's a Pavel, also Future Star, and Wine Up Bird. I believe those are the three bands that is playing, which is interesting because I think I've played all three of them, Future Star for sure, and Wine Up Birds on the show even before I know they were in Shindig. So should be a fantastic opening shot volley of Shindig this year. Pat's Pub next Tuesday night. But now here it is, Walgren on CITR.
Breath before going up the steps and curse the knot in your gut. Remember that when you would hold my hand like a secret in your palm with the words in your mouth. Remember that. Remember that. Remember that.